How's the back feeling on your health right now? Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm fine. I got cleared, and I've been training for about 2 months now, so I'm feeling good.
So come training camp, you'll be ready to go full 100% and everything.
Yeah, I'll be participating in OTAs.
The only guys who've kind of been around the Texans for, you know, several years now. I mean, there's been so much change. Are you picking up the new vibe guys were talking about with Bill O'Brien and the coaches and just kind of the new mentality?
Well, I think anytime you have new blood in a place, it's going to, you know, create a little buzz. So, you know, everybody's excited. But, you know, in my opinion, the players still have to make plays. You know, I think the coaches can do a great job of motivating and, you know, all that good jazz. But, you know, when it comes down to it, it falls on our shoulders. We're the ones between those white lines.
Have you been following the offseason, looking at, you know, the draft, all the mock drafts and all that kind of stuff?
Nah. You can't control it, man. So you got to let it happen. So whatever happens is going to happen with or without your interest.
Are you curious at all, though, just as a who your teammate's going to be with that number one pick?
I mean, yeah, there's a little curiosity, but like I said, like, you can't control any of it. They don't ask me for my opinion. They don't ask anybody else. So they're going to do what they want to do. And you just got to roll with it. So whenever they do pick whoever our new teammate is, you know, we're going to welcome him just like any other new teammate and go to work.
You have a feel for Bill O'Brien's offense yet, or is it too soon for that?
It's too soon. We just got the playbook. I'm getting, you know, it's just a switch in terminology. Once you know football, you know football. It's just calling it different things. But, you know, it's getting that, you know, offense is different than defense. With defense, you got assignments, but you just got to run to the ball and go make plays. But offense, you have to be cohesive unit, so you know it's going to take time to gel and mesh with each other.
Some of the vets have said they would like to have a vet quarterback, because if you get a rookie, it's kind of starting all over again. How do you view that? Would you like to have the situation settled or play it out through camp and see who's the best guy or what?
I mean, whoever the best guy for the job is, and I don't get paid to make those kind of decisions, and so that's the job of our general manager, owner, and head coach, and so you just kind of have to roll with whoever they roll with. And you know, my job is to make his job as easy as possible, you know, knowing my pass protections and making off-schedule plays to help him out.
Mentally, does it get in your head to have kind of a classic comeback year this year? I mean, obviously on the field, it didn't go like you or the team wanted to last year.
I mean, yeah, obviously, but it's not like, you know, I got to go prove. Like, I'm not trying to prove anything. Like, I always play this game to the best of my ability, and that's what I'm going to continue to do.
How about the MMA stuff? Are you able to partake in that?
A little bit, man. I've done some boxing training in the past, and you know it's a different approach to training. I think it's more for just cardio and just switching up your daily routine. But it's all right.
Were you paired with somebody when you were doing that, or?
No, I actually wasn't there for that. Actually, yeah.